Yeah, welcome. Thank you so much, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Wow, praise the Lord.
I
feel the presence of the Lord in your midst.
我感受到神的同在在你们当中.
Amen.
And it's really wonderful to hear worship in Mandarin, right?
听到中文的这样敬拜真的是太美好了.
I really am so blessed to hear all the languages worshiping the King of Kings.
我真的是这么蒙福，听到各式各样的语言来赞敬拜这位万王之王、万主之主.
And so I will share with you the little bit of Mandarin I know.
我要跟你分享有一点点的我知道的中文.
Yes, I need.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus loves you.
Amen. Amen.
And then, of course, I know Xie Xie and all the different things. That's the one I will always remember. Or, and then, you show how to know?
Yes, a good friend.
Okay, so just a little bit of
Mandarin.
I love to speak different languages, like Pastor Yan said. It's such a joy. Amen. And I want to bring you blessings and greetings this morning. From your brothers and sisters in Coquitlam. From Westwood Community Church. And greetings from ICEJ Canada head office in Toronto. Special greetings from Donna Holbrook. She's the executive director of ICEJ Canada. And I think this congregation knows pretty good who ICEJ is.
Amen, amen.
And maybe I will share just a little bit of ICEJ, an update of what God is doing. But before I do, I want to thank Pastor Yan, Pastor Madeline, for inviting me for this opportunity. It's always a joy to come here to House of Glory. I know mom and dad always share wonderful things. I need to slow down. Yes. Amen. And it's a big honor. Every opportunity I get to share of what God is doing through the earth and through his prophetic time clock, it's an honor. So I know Pastor Yan knows me very well.
Pastor Yan 很认识 Pastor Adam.
We have even flown on airplanes together. With my wife and with my daughter, and had lots of time to minister together. But for many of you, it's the first time meeting me. So I would like to just honor my wife and say that I've been married for 12 years this year. And her name is Adina.
She
would have loved to be here with us this morning. But my middle daughter, her throat was not too well. So she stayed home to make her feel better. But I also have three daughters all together.
一共她有三个女儿,
10, 6, and 3 years old.
10岁、6岁和3岁, pretty girls.
Yeah. So I'm a blessed man.
Yeah. 很蒙福的一个男人.
And of course, I do serve the Lord with my mom and dad, who we've talked about, Pastor Julio, Pastor
Lina.
And I've been doing ministry with them and also in Montreal for 15 years. And for the most part, I've been serving young adults, like you guys.
And youth.
Amen. And then 2015, God opened the door for me to also work with the ICEJ.
2015年, 神给他开个门, 他就开始跟ICEJ也服侍。
And we began as representatives in Montreal.
所以他们就开始在蒙特利尔那里有一个代办代理处。
And then began to oversee the young adult program for Canada, of ICEJ.
看着那个就是全加拿大年轻人的事工，就为了ICEJ这个。
And of course, we began to help with the TV show on Daystar Canada, ICEJ TV. And then now I have the honor of serving as deputy director for Canada with
Donald.
And I also have the privilege of being with the Assemblies of God, Canadian Assemblies of God, like Pastor Yan, Pastor
Madeline.
So it's a joy to be with our sister church here in Richmond.
所以他说,你们是我们的姐妹教会在列治文,
so everywhere I go to share the gospel, it's my joy also to share a little bit of what God is doing in Israel and for ICEJ.
就说每一次他到处去分享福音的时候,他也很荣幸要分享说ICEJ在以色列地,在这个群体,他做些什么。
And I want to inform you, maybe you don't know, that there is a strong Chinese aspect to ICEJ.
是的, ICEJ本来就有很强的那个就是华人的那个参与影响力。
And that is available to you. I did bring for later some magazines that are all in English. But if you want, you could connect with the Chinese aspect of ICEJ.
是的, ICEJ有做很多华语的工作。 那如果我们要跟他们连接, 有啦,
we have our main Chinese officer in Jerusalem, Haifa Lu. She's a wonderful sister.
有一个那个姐妹在耶路撒冷为ICEJ来工作，她是华人。
And she has been doing much work in translating many of the articles and the website in, it's all Mandarin, I believe.
是,她是真的做了很多翻译的工作,就是不管是在网站啊,还是在杂志上面,那个姐妹都要做翻译。
So even the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall during the time of Sukkot,
秋天祝棚节的时候,
we'll have probably all translation available in Mandarin live.
所以他们那个现场呢,都可以有中文的直播。
So whether that is you join in online,
你不管是在线上,
or this year back in Jerusalem because the doors are open again, praise God.
因为以色列已经又开放了,所以今年他们也会回到以色列。
So you can have it in even in your language of Mandarin, for sure.
甚至于是中文的这个聚会。
So I encourage you, if you're good with English, also check out ICEJ.ca. Very easy to remember.
容易记得,如果你们想了解更多,就ICEJ.ca.
And even if you're interested in going to Israel this year for the feast, you can join us as the Canadian branch.
如果今年想参加他们整个的团,那个旅行团,去那个,就是去过节,过祝棚节,可以加入。Amen,
and we have all of the information available for the tour there, so if you have any questions, you could ask Pastor Yan, or she can contact with me, and we can get you the information to go.
所有的那个旅游的这个资讯的都有,所以你可以跟业务师联系。Amen,
praise the Lord!
赞美主!
Amen. So are you ready to go to the Word of God this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, while I was praying this past week,
过去一周一直在祷告,
And it's interesting because I've been preaching in many different churches the past 2 weeks. So I had just this week to pray and say, God, what are you saying for House of Glory? I had a strong prompting in my spirit to share briefly about the period of time we are in the Hebrew calendar.
就是说来分享我们现在在犹太历的这一段时间是什么样的。
And the significance it has to you and to me as believers in Yeshua.
这对你跟我，我们是那个基督耶稣基督的信徒是非常重大意义的。
Hallelujah. So let's start in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15 to 16. I think
we
can actually. Amen. Okay, so I'll quickly read it in English and then we have it in Mandarin, right?
Yeah.
And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheep of wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord.
你们要从安息日的次日献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了七个安息日，到第七个安息日的次日，共计50天，又要将新素祭献给耶和华。阿门。
Amen. Amen. And this Sunday, we find ourselves starting that last 7 days in the counting of the Omer.
所以这一周呢，从今天开始，正好是最后一周来数算厄梅尔。
So that is the way we refer to the sheaves of wheat in Hebrew, omer.
那个说摇禾捆，在希伯来文就是厄梅尔，omer.
And we are now approaching the second, what the Bible calls pilgrimage feast of the Lord. There's 3 altogether.
我们知道犹太有三大节期，这五旬节是第二大节期，我们快要接近它了。And
these were 3 times of the year where the Bible says that all of the men of Israel needed to present themselves before the Lord in Jerusalem.
这三大节期是圣经告诉我们，所有犹太的男丁都要到耶路撒冷去过节守节。Passover,
Pesach,
就逾越节,
Shavuot, Pentecost,
五旬节,
Sukkot, Tabernacle,
住棚节。
Now remember, at the beginning of chapter 23, and we don't have it there,
就是在利未记23章之前,
the Lord, what he does is he lines up for the people of Israel.
所以他就是把他陈列好，给以色列人都已经安排好。
What the Lord calls his feasts, my feasts, says the Lord.
耶和华神称作这是我的节期，是耶和华的节期。
In verse 1 and verse 2 it says, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, the feasts of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
他那时候讲说，你要告诉他小玉那个摩西，要吩咐以色列人说，这些节期你要知道，这是我的节期，耶和华的节期，你们要守这些节期。So
in Hebrew, we reference these times as Moadim. That's how we say it in Hebrew.
所以希伯来话呢，讲这个节期呢，它的原文叫 Moadim， 就是指那个约会。
And that particularly means special appointed times in the cycle that the Lord established.
这讲的就是特别指定的时刻，在神所安排的这循环里面。
And in these times, God chooses to move amongst his people.
所以在这些指定的时刻，神选择在他的百姓中自由的运行。
Now, it's wonderful to enjoy the many different cultural calendars around the world. You know, moving to Vancouver when I was 12 years old, I came much more acquainted with the Chinese calendar, the lunar calendar. I was actually born in the year of the dragon.
他说他是龙年出生的。
And it's interesting because it's nice and it's wonderful to observe these different traditions if you're from that culture.
如果你是有这样文化背景的，你来守这些的节期呢，是蛮有趣的。
I know the Persian calendar, they have their own calendar as well.
你知道波斯人也有他们自己的年历。
And then many different calendars of different cultures.
很多不同的文化都有他们的年历。
And although they may be beautiful,
也许这些历年历很美丽。
There is one calendar that God established, and it's in this book.
但是只有一个年历是神自己所定的，在这记载在圣经里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not just for the Jewish people.
而这个年历不是只单单给犹太人。
It's for all people to understand who call upon the God of Israel.
而是所有人来真的就是承认以色列的神就是他们的神的这些人。
And this calendar is worth paying attention to. Amen.
这个年历你值得你注意力注意。
So God, He commanded the children of Israel to count down.
所以神命令以色列人要来数算。
Or to be more technical, to count up.
其实是往前数，就越数越来越添加的数上去。
From the end of the Feast of Passover to the Feast of Shavuot.
就是从初熟节数到五旬节。
And it's wonderful. I know Pastor Yan knows how to say the Hebrew words too.
这个数算，这个希伯来文呢，我们牧师也知道怎么说。
But the word Shavuot is simply translated weeks.
这个说那个希伯来文说的五旬节其实是就是七七节，一周一周一周的
weeks.
就有七周。
But the Greek Septuagint, which is the translation of the Old Testament from Hebrew into Greek,
就是从希伯来文翻译成希腊文的那个版本。
And this would be the version of the scripture that was most widely available for the people during Jesus' time.
就是耶稣在世的那时代，大部分人都采用那个版本。
Terms,
希腊文。
Terms the Feast of Shavuot or Weeks as Pentecost.
他才那时候把那个七七节改成那个五旬节，因为五旬节那是希腊文。
And that name comes from the number 50.
那五旬节就是五十的意思。
The number of days, like we read, between the two feasts.
就是在两个节期中间，一共就是五十天。
Now, 50 itself is a very significant number.
五十是很有意义的数字。
You can go through the scripture.
你可以查圣经。
Read about the Jubilee year, 50 years.
你知道五十年，第五十年就是禧年。
And other prophetic significance of five, ten fives.
那你知道那个数字都很有意义的，比如说十或五都是很有意义的。
And I don't have time to really go through all of it this morning.
今天早晨没有办法一一来数算。
But what is important to understand.
但是我们很重要先理解。
That we serve a God of order.
我们侍奉的这个神是很有次序的神。
Amen.
He has perfectly crafted the times and the seasons.
他对那个时间季节他都设计的好好的。
To operate in his divine will.
是根据他神圣的旨意。
Can I hear my brothers and sisters say hallelujah this morning?
你们要
喊
出hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, I want to talk about the first Shavuot for a moment.
那现在呢，亚当牧师要先把我们带回去第一个五旬节，历史上第一个五旬节。
Now, as the first Passover was very significant,
第一个五旬节当然是非常意义重大。
I believe if you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you would have heard of the Passover sacrifice, the blood on the doors.
Yeah.
那逾越节当然你们听过了，就是说牺牲的羔羊宰了，然后涂抹那个血在门框门楣上。
The great significance of the deliverance from Egypt.
那从埃及他们得释放出来，这个伟大的释放。
This was very significant. The first.
第一个逾越节是非常重要的。
And the first Pentecost.
第一个五旬节也是很重要的。
Sadly, less believers in Yeshua are familiar with the events that took place during the first Pentecost.
但是呢，很悲哀的，大部分基督徒对第一个五旬节没那么熟悉，不像第一个逾越节。
So follow me as we go to Exodus chapter 19.
所以我们就来到出埃及记十九章这里。
And I want us to look at what happened in that powerful appointed time in the scripture.
所以我们来看看那个很重要、很有能力的指定的那一天，在圣经讲的。
So starting at verse 1,
第一节
In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt,On the same day, they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
这里讲到以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西奈的旷野。
Just so you understand the time where we are in the calendar right now,
我们要知道我们今天所在的这个年历的时间。
On Wednesday this week,
就是在这一周的第三，周三。
This week, Tuesday night starting.
星期二开始
We are entering into the third month.
我知道星期三从星期二晚上开始我们就进入西弯月第三个月
The third Hebrew month of Sivan.
就西弯月叫做第三个月叫西弯
And this is when the children of Israel 3,500 years ago
这就是以色列人3500年前的那一天就是满了
Entered into the wilderness of Sinai.
他们在那天进入了西奈的旷野。
So, we're right in this time.
我们就正好在那个时间点。
So let's go forward to verse 10 and 11.
那我们来看十节十一节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Let them wash their clothes. And let them be ready for the third day.For on the third day, the Lord will come down from Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.
这里耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天、明天自洁，又叫他们洗衣服，到第三天要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西奈山上。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I want to now expand just a little bit on this word consecration.
那这里我们来留意那个自洁这个字。
My brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹
we serve a holy God.
我们服侍的是一个圣洁的神。
Psalm 24, maybe you remember it. We don't have the verse here.
那诗篇二十四篇啊，也许你还记得。
It says, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?"
谁能登耶和华的山呢
？He that has clean,
就是圣洁心清的。
And a pure heart.
守节心清的人
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do we stay consecrated?
我们如何能够自洁呢？能够分别为圣呢
？How do we keep holy?
我们能够保持圣洁呢？我们如何呢
？By keeping our QR codes ready.
我们要把我们的这个什么
扫码
？What are you talking about, Pastor Adam?
牧师，你在公家秘密说什么
？I use this little reference to remind us of our need for quick repentance.
我用这个扫码呢来提醒，就是我们要很快的悔改。
That's the best QR code a Christian can keep handy.
所以这就是基督徒能够依靠的这一招。
We need to always be ready to quickly repent.
我们要都是很快很快的要悔改。
We consecrate ourselves first via repentance.
然后呢，第一个自洁就是要悔改。
Through the blood of Jesus.
透过借着耶稣基督的宝血。
That washes us and cleanses us of all sin.
然后把我们的罪洗净。
There's a song in English that goes, "Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow, nothing but the blood of Jesus."
就是说，讲到除了耶稣基督宝血，我们没有办法洗成雪白。
Moses or Moshe, as we say in Hebrew, he commanded the children of Israel to wash their garments.
所以摩西呢，他在那里命令以色列百姓要洗衣服。
But today we must not wash the outside, but we must wash the inside.
今天我们不是要洗外面的，我们要洗里面。
We must cleanse our hearts.
我们要洁净我们的心。
For it's not the outside that matters,
不是外面的
but the inside.
重要，而是里面才重要。
For the Lord said to Moses, "On the third day, I will come upon the mountain."
因为 耶和华神告诉摩西说，第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西奈山上。
Now let's read what happens when the Lord shows up.
主显现的时候发生了什么事？
Verse 17 to 19, we will read. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God.
摩西率领百姓出营迎接神。
And they stood at the foot of the mountain.
都站在山下。
Now Mount Sinai was completely covered in smoke.Because the Lord descended upon it in fire.
西奈山全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上。
And the smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain shook or quaked.
山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般，片山大大的震动。
My friends, Shavuot is significant because it was the time the Lord met with His people.
这个五旬节，第一个五旬节很重要，是因为神第一次跟他的百姓相遇。
And this is the first recorded time that he did that.
这是第一个记录下来的时间，他与他的百姓相遇。
Up until that time, he revealed himself to Moses.
在那之前呢，他可能向摩西个人显现。
To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现。
But now he had an appointment with his people.
这一次他跟他的百姓有一个约会。
Before they had seen his hand in miracles.
以前他们看过神的手所行的神迹。
The 10 plagues.
那十灾。
The splitting of the sea.
然后这个就红海分开。
But now they would hear his voice.
他们现在听见他的声音。
The Lord of all creation.
创造万有的这一位神。
It was at this time that he gave the law from Mount Sinai.
在这个时候，他从西奈山颁律法。
The Torah.
就是那个律法。
The 10 commandments.
十诫。
And the world and all of creation was never the same again.
而所有神的所创造的，就再从此再也不一样。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My friends, we serve.The God of the universe.
我们侍奉这一位是宇宙的神。
He is active.
他是很活跃的。
He is alive.
他是活的。
He is working in creation.
他是在他的所造的当中在运行的。
The significance of the first Passover.
那我们说第一个逾越节或第一个五旬节。
Was that the time when we received the word, the law of God?
在第一个五旬节，我们领受了神的话。
Now my second point is to discover the messianic parallel and fulfillment of Shavuot.
那我们要来讲的就是那个弥赛亚时代的那个平行的这个五旬节。
Now just as Passover had a messianic parallel,
因为那同样的五旬节有一个弥赛亚的这个基督的。
Passover found its fulfillment in the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua.
所以他是那个从主耶稣他被埋葬他复活。
As many as you know, I'm sure, so does Pentecost have a messianic fulfillment.
所以一样的，就是除了这个耶稣是这样子，然后当时的五旬节也是有一个弥赛亚基督的这个平行的。
Where do we find it in the New Testament?
我们在新约是在哪里找到？
Anyone know before we go?
Chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2.
就是使徒行传第二章第一节。
This is the most famous of all Pentecost recorded in the Bible.
是五旬节的记载的最有名的一节。
It's from that scripture, Acts chapter 2, when we get our name as Pentecostal believers.
就是说从那一节说五旬节到了。所以我们这种基督徒被称为是五旬节派的基督徒。
Amen. Shall we read it this morning?
我们就来这样读。
Hallelujah. I'm going to go right to my Bible. If I can find it.
It's on page 2. I
like to read it right from the scripture. Amen.
Yes.
So verse chapter 1. Chapter 2 verse 1.
使徒行传二章第一节。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
五旬节到了, 门徒都聚集在一处。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来, 好像一阵大风吹过, 充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
又有舌头如火焰, 显现出来, 分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就都被圣灵充满, 按着圣灵所赐的口才, 说起别国的话来。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just so was blessed by the worship this morning.
It
was so in line. And these are songs, these are Mandarin songs, right? I didn't recognize the melodies. It's not like it's been translated from English song, right? The Holy Spirit is being poured out on every nation. Hallelujah. And even on the Chinese people.
Oh, my
heart. Hallelujah. When we read this, did you see the parallels from the first Pentecost?
所以当我们读这个,我们有没有看到说从第一次在新乃山的五旬节跟这个就新约的五旬节有什么对齐的地方?
Now Yeshua Jesus, he was what the Bible calls the first fruit raised from the dead.
因为耶稣他是出熟的果子,从死里复活,第一出熟的。
And in Acts chapter 1, we see that he had been dwelling with his disciples after he resurrected for 40 days.
就是说从第一章我们上周有讲到,就是说他复活了之后,那就是跟大家活活显现给大家看有40天之久。
Now this time that Jesus was dwelling with his disciples was during the time of the counting of the Omer.
是,那40天就是数算厄梅尔的前40天。
During the counting of these sheaves of wheat.
就数算这些摇祭禾捆的时候。
And it's amazing because even to this day,
就是非常有趣, 直到今天,
my people, the Jewish people,
是犹太人, 以色列人,
from the end of Passover,
从那个就是逾越节的最后那一天就是复活节,
until next weekend during
Pentecost, 就是五旬节,
they symbolically pray and count the Omer.
他们真的是祷告,而且数算厄梅尔。
And just like today,
就好像今天,
during Jesus' time,
在耶稣当时的今天,
his disciples were also counting
each day.
And 10 days before Pentecost,
在那个五旬节前10天,
Yeshua ascends to heaven.
耶稣被接升天了。
He says, the same way you see me going up, I will come back down.
他说,你们见我怎么样被接上升,我还要怎么样回来?
And not only in the same way, in the same place.
不单是一样的方式,还有一样的地方,我从哪里被接上去,我就要从哪里。
On the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的橄榄山。That's
why that city is so important.
所以为什么耶路撒冷这个城市这么重要?
Did you know today?
你知道吗? 就是今天,
in Israel,
在以色列,
they celebrate Yom Yerushalayim.
他们在纪念一个日子,
it's Jerusalem Day.
就耶路撒冷日,
today,
就今天,
it's very significant.
是很有意义的,
it's not by chance that we're talking about this.
我们不是巧合今天正好在讲这个。
Modern Israelis are celebrating 55 years since God miraculously gave them the city back.
你知道, 就是庆祝那耶路撒冷被夺回，就是在今天。
This happened in 1967.
1967年不是得他们收复耶路撒冷圣城。
The Six Day War.
六日战争的时候，他们收复了。
When for the first time.
那是第一次，他们那么多年以色列百姓第一次。
In over 2,000 years.
是两千年来第一次。
The Jewish people had sovereignty over the whole city of Jerusalem.
犹太人对整个耶路撒冷城有一个主权的。
This is a miracle that only God could do.
这是神才做得到的神迹。
This is amazing as we see it with our own eyes.
这是我们眼睛亲眼目睹的。
Anybody born before 1967?
1967年前诞生。
I don't want to reveal anyone's age, but I want to honor those people.
我要不泄露你们年纪，我要尊重这样的人。
Because you were alive during a great miracle of history.
当那时候历史的神迹发生的时候，我们那时候已经在活在世上。
A proof that the God of this book.
我们来证明说这本圣经的神。
He's not just contained to this book.
他不是只有存在在这个书里。
Like I said before, he's alive and active and working today in history. Hallelujah.
就是说他一直在历史里面，他都是活的，都一直在那里做工的。
So we find ourselves now in this time of the counting of the omen.
所以我们发现，我们就在这一段时间里面，在数算厄梅尔的日子当中。
And if we're to be exact,
如果我们要更精确。
The disciples at this time would have been in the upper room.
你知道，在这一段时间，那些门徒们都是在马可楼啊，在那里祷告，有没有在同心祷告
？What were they doing?
他们在做什么
？They were waiting.
他们在等候。
They were waiting for the promise.
等候父的应许。
The promise of the Ruach HaKodesh.
圣灵的应许。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Who would lead them into all truth? Said Jesus.
这个圣灵是要引领他们进入一切的真理。
They didn't know when he would show up.
因为当时他们并不知道什么时候会出现。
Maybe they didn't have any idea the connection between Shavuot and that day.
他们那时候并没有把这个五旬节跟那个日期领受父的应许连接在一起。
But like we read. On the day of Pentecost, when it had fully come,
但是我们读圣经知道说五旬节到了的那一天
，just like Mount Sinai,
就好像当初在西奈山
，there was a sound,
有声音就发现了
，there was fire,
有火
，there was the speaking of different tongues and languages,
用不同的语言说出来的。
Do you know what is interesting about the utterance of tongues or speaking of tongues during the first Pentecost.
你知道第一个五旬节他们说起别国的话来有什么很有趣的地方吗？
You may be asking because you're reading in Exodus and you say, Pastor Adam, I don't see where there was speaking in tongues.
因为出埃及记第一次的五旬节没有说到他们说起别国的话来啊，这所以你们也许很好奇。
But the Talmud.
但是他们的犹太人的塔木德
，which is the ancient Hebrew commentary on the Torah on the Old Testament，
这就是那个古代的他们旧约的那些就是那个注释。
This is oral traditions that were with the Jewish people even before the time of Jesus, from the time of Babylon and earlier。
那是早期的，在耶稣之前，甚至于在被掳之前，他们有这样子的注释的书，讲到旧约摩西五经这种的。
The Talmud states，
塔木德是这么说
，that on the first Pentecost the voice of the Lord was heard in the 70 languages of all the peoples of the earth at that time。
塔木德这本注释书里面记载说，在第一个五旬节的时候，百姓有听到。神的话用七十国的语言说出来。
How powerful is that?
这么大有能力啊。
So at Pentecost in Sinai, the Lord gave the law.
所以在西乃山的那个五旬节，主颁律法。
He gave his word.
他把他的话给赐下来。
And at Pentecost in Jerusalem,
而在耶路撒冷，在就是公元
during the messianic fulfillment,
那一年就是那个弥赛亚他的成就他的那个应许
the Lord gave his spirit,
神赐下他的圣灵
So at Pentecost we received the two spiritual legs,
所以在那个在那个五旬节那一天我们得到的是我们的双腿
That we need to stand on as believers.
我们身为基督徒，我们一定要靠两条腿来站立得住。
The Word,
神的话
and the Spirit,
神的圣灵。
Hallelujah. So you see the significance, my brothers and sisters.
意义何等的大，五旬节。
Now, as I was seeking the Lord and what He wanted for us all to take home when we leave today,
我祷告神，今天我们要让每个人带回家带什么？
I was reminded of what happened after the first Pentecost, what happened after.
我就可以提醒，就是在第一个，就是那个五旬节之后发生了什么事。
Now quickly, because I want to be sensitive to time.
就是我要快一点，他要，他对时间，他也是很在意的，很敏感的。
From chapter 19 to 31, we have this parenthesis where Moses is given the whole law. It's all there.
我们从那个就出埃及记十九章那里呢，我们知道摩西把所有的律法都颁布了。
The Ten Commandments, the moral law.
然后还有道德方面有没有在那个出埃及记？
The ceremonial law.
那个那个仪式的。
The eating laws, the
吃的。
The sacrificial laws.
然后还有献祭的律法，它就一一颁布。
But then in chapter 32.
然后到三十二章
And I won't go to it yet, but I'll just say it. Moses is up on the mountain.
摩西在山上
And you know he's up on the mountain for 40 days.
你知道他在山上四十天
Just the same amount that Jesus was around with us before he went up.
就好像那个耶稣与我们在他复活我显现有四十天之久
And the Bible says that the children of Israel rebelled.
那你知道摩西在山上四十天，那有以色列百姓悖逆了。
Said that they wanted to make a god with their own hands.
他们要用自己的手造一个假神，那个金牛。
In an image that they could see.
那照着他们可以看得见的形象。
So they forced Aaron, Moses' brother, to fashion a god of gold in the shape of a calf.
所以他们就逼的那个亚伦，他们就来铸一个金牛犊
，a similar god to their old Egyptian slave masters。
这好像就是很像当初的埃及人的那个督工的那个形象。
And this so angered the Lord。
这真的是让主非常的愤怒。
The Bible says that the Lord broke out and judged his people。
所以那个时候神就审判以色列百姓。
And when Moses threw the tablets of stone with the law at the people,
你知道那时候那个摩西下山的时候，他这么生气，就把那两块石板写的十诫的石板就摔下去了。
The Bible says that the Lord consumed many of them.
就是说当时呢，很多人都被杀了。
My friends, we need to remember we serve a holy God. I said it at the beginning.
是一个圣洁的神。
We can never underestimate this fact.
我们不能够低估这个事实。
I believe we're coming to a time and we are in a time where compromise and lukewarmness in the body of believers will be judged.
我跟你讲，我们已经到了这个时候，当基督徒如果不冷不热，然后妥协，跟着世界妥协，这些都会遭到审判。
As the world is going to be judged by the supreme judge of the universe,
就像这个世界会遭到这个至高者的审判一样。
The scripture declares that judgment will begin in the house.
圣经讲的也很清楚，审判会从神的家开始。
Wow,
wow.
But as our God is holy and just,
我们的神是圣洁，是公义的。
Hallelujah, He's also loving and merciful.
他也是慈爱又公义的。
Do you believe that? Can you say amen again?
Amen.
Amen.
even though Israel grossly sinned during the first Pentecost.
所以在第一个五旬节呢, 这些以色列百姓真的是很恶心的犯罪。
The Lord had mercy.
神还是有怜悯。
And God gave Moses the law again.
神再一次又给了摩西这个
In Exodus
新的十版,
Exodus 33,
对, 出埃及记33章,
we will read that God gives grace.
神真是赐下怜悯。
Let's, before we close, let's read Exodus 33 verses 12. Do we have that one?
33章12节到15节, we have only 14 to 15.
Oh, okay. Maybe see. Exodus 33, 12 to 15. Oh, 14 to 15. I'll start at 12, okay? Then we'll join back in there.
Okay.
Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up these people.
那摩西跟他说, 你跟我讲说, 叫我带出这些百姓。
But you have not let me know who you will send with me.
那你没告诉我说, 你要派谁跟我们一起去。
Yet you have said, God said to Moses,
但是那个你曾经说过,
I know you by name.
我认识你,
and you have also found grace in my sight.
你在我眼前也是蒙恩宠的。
And then Moses responded,
那摩西就回答说,
Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me your way that I may know you and that I might find grace in your sight, and consider this nation your people as well.
那摩西很聪明跟那个耶和华说如果我在你眼前蒙恩的话那你就要想这些百姓都是你的百姓
Verse 14, he said
第十四节就讲了,
My presence will go with you and I will give you rest
他的耶和华说我必亲自和你同去
And Moses prayed If your presence does not go with us Don't send us anywhere Don't send us up from here
摩西就说你若不亲自和我同去 就不要把我们从这里带领上去
Hallelujah. Now I know in Mandarin there's the hymn Amazing Grace
我知道在那个中文的那个就是那个奇异恩典
We all know about the Amazing Grace
大家都知道这首诗歌奇异恩典
And again here we see for the first time in the scriptures the grace of God not just applied to an individual but applied for the first time in the scripture upon a whole nation, upon the nation of Israel.
我们在这里看得见, 神的慈爱不但是临到个人, 在这里, 祂临到整个以色列,
Even in the law, there was a foreshadow of the grace of the cross.
就是在律法当中, 都有一个恩典的名字,
We serve a God of second chances, my friends.
我们侍奉的这个神是给我们再一次机会,
Let this period of time that we are living in,
让我们现在活的这一段时间的这个时刻,
this countdown to our next appointment with God,
就说我们来数算, 然后到下一次与神同行,
be a time of turning our hearts back to Him.
就是 我们心要回转回向他
Let the prayer of Moses be our prayer this time
让摩西的祷告成为我们个人的祷告
Let's take this week and pray Lord if your presence is not with me Don't send me anywhere
我们这周也是这样跟主说 我们还有一周 主啊你若是不与我们同行 你不要把我们带上去
Lord without you we can do nothing
那没有你我什么都不能做
We need your presence in this hour
我们在这时刻需要你的同在
We need your manifest, your tangible glory
我们需要你彰显而且可以摸得着的荣耀
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
And did not the Lord answer
那你看 主不是有回复吗
We read Exodus 34 verse 35
我们读出埃及记34章35节
That Moses, he comes down from the mountain and he was shining.
以色列人看见摩西的面皮发光。
And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would have to put a veil on his face until he would go speak with God.
所以摩西呢只好用帕子蒙上脸等到他进去。
Hallelujah. My friends, because now we have all been given the Holy Spirit, we all now, like Moses, can experience the glory of God face to face.
因为我们信他，神都已经赐圣灵给我们，我们都可以跟摩西一样来经历与神面对面的。
We can be so filled with the presence and the glory of God that we shine to the everyone else that sees.
所以我们可以这么大的被圣灵来充满，我们也可以像摩西一样向众人来发光。
And our God is able to fill us again in this divine season that we're approaching.
神可以再一次大大充满我们，当我们要临近这个神圣的时刻。
And finally, the Lord reminded me of a powerful promise.
然后神提醒我有一个他强而有力的应许。
He gave that promise to the prophet Haggai in chapter 2, verse 69.
哈该一个宝贵的应许，哈该第二章。
I don't know if this is the theme verse for the church. I don't know because it's House of Glory. Let's read it together before we go. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is it not in your eyes as nothing?
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看无有吗？
We can go to the next verse.
下一节。
Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts.
第四节说，耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强，约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。
According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts.Once more, it is a little while, I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
这里说五节六节，这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的时候的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地，沧海与旱地。
I will shake the nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations.And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了我的满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give shalom, I will give peace.Says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Amen. Amen.
What a powerful promise.
这么大有能力的应许。
And let this be even for this congregation.
唯愿这应许就是给这里的会众。
Amen.
Maybe like they saw, they didn't see much.
也许他们在那里，他们看起来觉得不怎么样嘛，无有吧。
But the Lord reminds us to remember the promises that God has given us.
但是神提醒我们要记住神给我们的应许。
And continue to work.
我们继续做工，刚才做工。
Continue to consecrate yourself.
继续的来分别自洁自己。
To prepare your heart.
预备你的心。
Because the Lord is about to do something mighty in your midst.
因为主要在你们当中做，很快要做一个很大的工作。
I want to encourage each one of you and anyone who might be watching.
我要鼓励每一个在座的，还有在线上的。
We are in this time of preparation for God to pour out His Spirit.
我们现在预备神要将他的圣灵大大浇灌下来。
Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid.
不要灰心，不要丧胆，不要惧怕。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we close in prayer?
Yes.
Amen. Why don't we stand in honor of the Lord before we close? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe some of you here need a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. It was so powerful as we sang the songs, as the worship and the prayer beforehand, and the time of the word all molded together and sung together by the guiding of the Holy Spirit. I'm convinced the Holy Spirit is here in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take a moment. Maybe you're here and you are one who is, knows you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to pray the Spirit just for a few minutes. Few moments. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramasekeyata Ramashikeyata. Oh, Rabasikeyata Ramasokoto. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you see each one here today. Father, you see the hunger, you see the desire. And today, Lord Jesus, we come like your servant Moses. And Lord, we ask you that you'd show us your glory. Lord, in this year, 2022, as we've come out of this pandemic, O God, as things have been so difficult, maybe in our hearts we've doubted, maybe in our hearts we were discouraged. But today, God, because of the Holy Spirit, because of what you did on Pentecost, we ask that you come and fill us afresh
with you.
And even as Haggai the prophet prophesied, Lord, we speak today to house of glory. To this precious congregation, in person and online. And we ask that you fill this place with your glory.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, God, that this room will not be big enough to contain what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you that the glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former.
Amen.
We agree, we come in agreement today with your word.
Amen.
And we thank you, God, for a mighty outpouring of your Spirit in this day. Lord, that your Spirit would not just overflow out of this physical place, but out of our lives, O God, wherever we are. That these precious believers would shine like Moses at home, at school, at work. In their neighborhoods, in their communities, Lord Jesus, we pray. We thank you today for your presence that goes with us.
Amen.
And I just want to take a moment to pray for healing. If anyone needs
healing,
I know Pastor Yan and Pastor Madeline know they were praying 4 years ago. Maybe Pastor Julio shared the testimony how the Lord healed my body. 4 years ago, at this time, I was at Vancouver General Hospital.
他在那个总医院那里，温哥华总医院。
I was paralyzed, paraplegic.
他是瘫痪，完全不能动。
The doctor said I would never walk again.
医生判断说他永远再站不起来，不能再走路。
But Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he healed my body in a miraculous way. And just the doctors to this day still say it's a miracle. They cannot explain. What Jesus did for me, he could do for
you.
So if you're in need of a touch of the Lord, before we close, maybe just lift your hand. If you need a touch of God in your body,
触摸你的身体在哪里，你就举起手来，不管是现场或线上的。
Hallelujah. Father, you see each hand and know each need.
主啊，父啊，你看见每一只手，你知道每一个需要。
And today I come in agreement with my brothers and sisters.
今天我与我弟兄姐妹我们同心合意。
And Lord, I declare divine healing in the name of Jesus.
我宣告神圣的医治要临到。
Hashem Yeshua.
奉耶稣的名。
Lord, that you would touch each person and each need from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet.
你要触摸他们每个人需要，从他们头顶直到脚底，你触摸他们。
Thank you, Lord, that it's not me. I don't need to touch anyone. It's you, Lord Yeshua, who's here and touching.
不是我，我不需要触摸他们，是你。你自己亲自触摸他，从头顶到脚底。
So Lord, even as the disciples waited patiently, God, for your Holy Spirit, we thank you.
门徒他们耐心的等候你圣灵。
We thank you that as well you will come with your healing touch and power in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，你也同时会带下你的医治的触摸。Amen.
Amen. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and the honor, Jesus.
我们把一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归给你。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for having me this morning.
谢谢。谢谢。